coming into this afternoon practice, keeping those intentions alive, to be enjoying our earth connection, our knowing of ourselves as part of the earth. As I said, we'll use a little bit of imagery with today's practice. And with imagery, some of us can really see things, but others, it's more a sensing into. So don't feel like you have to be able to visualize. It's okay. A sensing into does the trick and can even help you not get lost in thought of images. So feeling body nicely grounded, feel the weight of it in your chair, your cushion, your bench. Sitting in that upright and dignified way, sitting like a mountain, heart open, back straight. Enjoying a few nice full breaths. Letting the breathing subside and just be as it is. Sense of that weight of the body through the touch points, the solidity. And the gentle movement of the breath. Feeling ourselves being unconditionally supported by earth and air. And as we come into this practice of spring awakening with its imagery, let's listen to this poem by May Sinclair called The Dark Night. And I think it should spark some images and sensing into of our natural world in the spring. Our love is woven of a thousand strands, the cool fragrance of the first lilac at morning, the first dew on the grass, the smell of wild mint in the wood, the pungent and earthy smell of ground ivy crushed under our feet, songs of birds, songs of great poets. The leaping of the red squirrel in the tree. The running of the river. The commotion of stars and clouds and high winds at night. And dark stillness. It is adorned with all the flowers that stand in our garden. It holds the night and the day. Our love is made of the south wind and the west wind and the soft falling of rain, of white April evenings. It is made of trees and of the many colored fields on the hills, of horizons, dark sea blue of the west, thin sky blue of the east, with a yellow road between. The flames of sunset and sunrise mingle in the fire of our love. And so may we engage this practice too with a sense of love for this dear planet of which we are a part. Feeling again, body sitting and being breathed. and begin to open your imagination to the sense of a spring garden. Letting yourself enjoy the sprouting up of little green things, of the earliest flowers, the snowdrops, the scilla. It can all be a time-lapse photography, if you like. The purple-blue scilla that's carpeting lawns and gardens these days. The splashes of yellow daffodils and their little swaying heads turned to the sun. Some early red tulips, perhaps. Yellow forsythia bushes. Perhaps even a magnolia beginning. And of course, the birds, their morning ruckus and evening serenades, sometimes all day long at this time of year, and their busyness. And the squirrels, too. And blue skies and gray days with rain to nourish. And the freshness of the air. The loamy smell of the earth. Perhaps the fragrance of hyacinths. So, with interest and gratitude, opening to a sense of this spring awakening, that it may hearten our minds and bodies and spirits to the freshness of each moment. And feeling breath and body as you sit and as attention wanders, refresh it with the image of the garden. But don't get lost in planting plans. Don't get lost in fretting about bees and whatnot. Rather use it to open the heart and keep it lively in the silence. letting ourselves feel blessed by such beauty and mystery as this yearly spring awakening. Keeping the attention nicely grounded in body and breathing, and the heart warm and open with little flashes of the image of the garden, the spring garden, as it's helpful. I'm beginning now to finish this shorter practice with another reading to bless us. Mark Nepo, opening without words. It is the beginning of May, and over near the statue of Moses raising his staff to something none of us can see, hundreds of tulips have broken through the dark earth, becoming every color they held inside, and quietly they ignore each other in this chorus of oneness, bobbing gently as children race up to their splashes of yellow and red, expecting the colors to sing, and maybe they do in a song only children can hear. And old men amble through the rows, hands behind their backs, as if in some European church about to crumble. And this old white-haired woman, with sheer wonder on her face, sneaks up on the pink ones, her silent mouth a flower. And for the moment, we are all opening without words. And her dog, a pink-nosed spaniel, drops its ball and rolls on its back slowly. And my lover jumps out of her shoes, pulls me by my sun-warmed hand into the middle of a yellow patch and buries her face in them. And then she rises, a color breaking ground herself, pollen on her nose. Quietly, we are saved again. And so aren't we saved every spring? And by this practice, these practices. Hoping we can take a piece of this practice when next we go outside and behold the wonders of the season and drink them in.